Hello.
Hello?
Yeah?
Yeah, hi sir, this is Steve calling you from the eBay security department. So how are you doing today?
Yeah. Good, man. Good.
So this is a verification call that have you ordered some online gift card from your end today morning?
Hi, this is Charlie William. I'm calling you from the...
Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, I can hear you, yeah.
Have you ordered some online gift card today morning?
Yeah, what about?
So, as I can see, there was a purchase made to shop a gift card of $500 today morning, okay? So, apart from you, who else uses your card or your online, who does online banking on behalf of you?
Which card, Mark?
You do online payments, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you see, sir, whenever you go to the internet, whenever you browse something, you fill up your, put your address right there. You put all your details. So I can see from those people, they try to get into access, okay, at your IP's location. So, sir, when was the last time you purchased anything online?
I bought a mobile phone.
Okay. And when was the last time you made this payment?
I paid for it with PayPal.
PayPal. You use PayPal, right? And did you try to share any of your personal information with any of them, with your close ones?
No, not really.
Exactly, sir. That's why I can see your internet IP location is showing somewhere else as you are in Australia. Okay?
Yeah.
So, and sir, which device you use for your internet banking? Is it from your mobile phone or your laptop?
Mainly from my tablet.
You do from your tablet, right? So first of all, I need to show you something, then you will be getting understand how those people, they are getting easy access of your account from a different location. Can you open up your browser for me? Do you have a Google or any browser, Chrome? Let me show you first. Then you will be getting understand how those people are getting affected to your internet banking. Alright?
Yeah.
Okay, so just open up your Chrome.
Yeah, what do you want me to do, man?
Just go on a search bar and type there my MY. M stands for Melbourne, Y for yellow.
Yeah.
Then give a space. What did you exactly type there?
Yeah.
Sorry, didn't get you.
Where do you want me to actually go?
I want to show you something, your internet location, your IP location. Okay? From where you browse anything, your internet location.
So where are you from, eBay?
Yeah, exactly. I told you before.
Yeah.
Okay, so are you on your search bar?
Yeah, I don't know what you want me to do, man.
I want to show you.
Yep.
I wanted to show you these people, how they are getting affected to your internet location. As you are in Australia, but it is showing somewhere else, as I can see. Right?
Yeah, what did they buy, mate?
Sorry, I beg your pardon?
What did they buy?
I didn't get you. Can you speak a bit louder?
What did they buy?
They just bought an online gift card.
From who?
From your end. Okay? And that cost you $500.
Cost me $500 off what? They had they pay for it.
Said they pay for an Apple iWatch. Just first I'm showing you up, okay? Just be on your IP location, like I'm showing you your IP location, okay? First go on your Google.
Go into Google?
Yes.
Righto. What do you want
me
to search for?
Open up your... Yes, exactly. Just go on your search bar now.
Yeah.
You can see a magnifying glass coming out there.
Yeah.
Yes.
IP location.
Yeah. It seems to be like my 1P location. Address location. I'm sorry. Did you type there?
I put IP location in there.
You don't type IP. You have to type 1P. I wanted to show you your location. Have a look by your own site.
Yeah, I wasn't doing anything this morning.
Beg your pardon?
I wasn't doing anything this morning. I haven't been on eBay this morning.
We know that you haven't done anything by your own, but someone is trying to get access through your account from a different location. That's what I am trying to show you, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, just go on your Google. You see a search bar coming, a magnifying glass. Are you on your Google?
No, just hang on there.
Sorry?
You want me to go on Google?
Yes. I want you to go to your Google. I want to show you your internet location, sir. That's all.
You see, I've got my tablet, huh?
Yeah, are you on your tablet right now?
No, I'll just get on my tablet.
Okay, just open up your any browser like a Chrome or your Google. Are you on your browser? Any Safari browser?
But I'm on my tablet now, mate. I go to Google.
Okay. Yes, exactly. You see a search bar coming up there?
Yeah.
Magnifying glass. Type there my1p. My, M stands for Melbourne. Y for yellow. Did you type there?
Yeah, my.
Yes. Then give a space.
Yes.
Then write there number 1. In a numeric form, not in a word.
My IP country?
Not IP, it seems to be 1P. Sir, just be there, talk to my senior. He will be guiding you further for the cancellation of these fraud charges, okay?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for staying connected. You are speaking to James here. I'm the senior supervisor here. Well, I do believe my co-colleague has explained to you the reason of this call, why we are giving this call to you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what exactly you can see on your screen now?
My IP?
Mm-hmm. Okay, completely remove it. And what exactly it is, let me explain you. My co-colleague was trying to show you the IP address of your network has been shifted to somewhere else. That's what's showing us here, so we want to show you first. After that, we will go ahead and cancel those transactions which has been done behind you. Now, just type over there. Just completely remove whatever you have typed and start typing again. My. Then space. The numeric one, number one. Then P as in, then P as in Peter. Then space.
Yep.
Then address. 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 Then space. Country.
It's
my 1P address country. And then click on search. What you can see, the first option. Just have a look.
Yeah.
Have you searched for it?
Just pull up some files.
Do you see, after searching it, the first option comes up, IP address information. And it gives you the IP address. Your IP address, the country where it's currently showing, do you see that?
No, it sends me to a site with things on there to buy.
Okay, just wait. Okay, now do one thing. Have a look on the top. Have you written over there my 1P address country?
Yeah.
Okay. And after searching, what is the first option you can see? And have you typed it in the Google or have you typed it in the address bar?
Google.
It's in the Google, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is the first option comes up? Do you see it says the IP address information?
Says my IP address does not necessarily tell the truth. And I can buy that for $9.80 plus tax.
No. You don't need to buy anything. Okay, just wait. Maybe you have done something wrong. Just give me a moment.
Hello?
Yeah.
All right. Now, sir, I will guide you up further for the cancellation because we believe this is a fraudulent activity attempted behind you, right, today.
Well,
all right, now, you can see the IP address, sir, which has been shifted from Australia to United States of America, right?
No, I'm typing in my IC.
It should be my 1P. Yeah, 1P address country.
Country, yeah. I've typed that in.
All right, now what do you see?
Nothing, just goes back to the list what I've looked up before.
Okay, now, can you help me, like, can you close the pages, all the pages which you have opened up? I will guide you up again, sir. Close everything? All right.
Yep.
Now, the phone that you are using, is it an Android phone or it's an Apple phone?
Android.
Android, and it's an iPad that you are dealing with, right, sir?
Yeah, it's an Android tablet.
All right. Now, go to the Google once again.
Yeah.
All right. Now, on the Google, just type there my.
Yeah.
Then give a space.
Yeah.
Now, type the figure 1, the numeric 1. Then P as in Peter. Now type their country, C-O-U-N-T-R-Y, country.
Yep.
Now address, A-D-D-R-E-S-S, address, my 1P country address.
Yep.
Now search for that, sir, on the Google.
Yes,
can
you get it? Yeah, it tells me the same thing,
right? All right. Scroll down a little bit, sir. Try to go down. Scroll the page up or down.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, what do you see?
Hang on.
Hi, ma'am. This is Basami Gulli. I'm calling from the security department of Master and Visa Fund. How are you doing today? Hello?
Are you there?
Yes.
Have you scrolled up or down, sir?
Yes.
Have you scrolled the page? The Google
yes,
page?
Just got things to file.
Hello.
And what else do you see?
Nothing, just all these things for me to buy.
No, no, so sir, not that. No, no. You can find something else. What do you see? Can you read out? Can you tell me?
Yes. A tap. Metric, right-hand tap. A computer.
No, no. Once you search for my 1P country, what the page is coming up there?
What page is coming up?
Yeah, what do you see on the screen? What comes up once you search on the Google?
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. It brings all these things up.
Yeah, yeah. Can you tell me while reading out what is the things? I also know, Skev, you can see something, but what can you see? Can you tell me exactly that?
Yeah. It says, IP the country converter spreadsheet, Excel template.
Okay, you do one thing now. On your tablet, go to the Play Store. Close it. Close it down.
Brother?
Go to the tablet. Go to the Play
yeah.
Store on your tablet. You have a Play Store or an App Store?
Yes.
Open up that. Did you find the Play Store or an App Store?
Hang on.
It should be Play Store.
Yeah, Play Store.
Okay. Now, can you see the search on the Play Store?
Yeah.
Okay, on the search, type over there, Z for zebra, C for
yes.
zebra, O for orange,
yes.
H for Henry, H for Harry,
yes.
again O for orange.
Yes.
All right. Now, give a space and then type customer, Joho customer.
Yeah.
Okay. Now search for that. Tap on the search.
This is this customer app. Zoho.
Yes, the green one. You can see the green application there.
The customer app.
Yeah. Right. Tap on
yeah.
install. Install it. Can you see the
oh,
install button there?
Yeah, I can see it.
All right, install it, sir. Because the IP address, sir, because the IP address, you are not able to see the location which has been changed. So we will help you to check that, okay? And we need to block those people from your network to make sure that in the near future as well, you will not facing any problem regarding to that, okay?
Yeah. This is a point of sale.
No, sir, this is nothing about sell. You just click on install, then I will help you. Okay, install it.
Hello. Hi, this is Charlie William. I'm calling you from the security department of Master.
No, I don't install programs in the I don't know, mate.
Sir, this is not a program. This is a security.
Oh, we're getting this call.
that you are adding a layer of security on your device, okay, for your to sit and secure your network. You give, once you click on install, go back to the Google. I will help you to report this fraudulent activity on the security website, sir, on the security portal. Install it and leave it. Click on install and leave it.
Install and leave it?
Yeah, click on install. Click on install. Yep.
Is this come from the Zoho Corporation?
Yeah, Zoho Assist Customer Corporation. Install it. Have you click on install?
No, no.
Okay, go back to the Google, sir.
I'm back at Google.
Okay, on the Google, type there ACSC Australia.
You want me to type that in?
Yeah, type on the Google, ACSC.
AF?
ACSC Australia, from Agabur.
ACF?
ACSC Australia. A for Australia, C for Charlie, S for Sunday, and C for Charlie again. ACSC Australia. Did you type in?
Yeah, hang on.
And which application are you using on your iPad to make transaction? You have PayPal or any other apps?
Yeah, that's, I
type ACSC. ACSC, fucking DKS, ACSC Australia. You do have hearing problems, sir?
ACSC.
SC, ACSC, A for Australia, C for Charlie, S for Sunday, and C for Charlie again.
Yep, brother.
Can you tell me what did you type in exactly again?
ACF.
Again, not F, sir, it's ACSC.
Is it S, is it?
Yeah, A for Australia. Type there. Remove everything. First type A, letter A.
Yep, brother.
C, C for Charlie.
Yep.
S for Sunday. S for Sunday.
Yep.
C for Charlie.
Yep.
Now, tell me, what did you type in there?
ICSC.
Yeah, and then give a space and then type Australia. And search.
Yes, got it.
Search for that. What's coming up now?
Some steps.
I know some steps will be coming up, but what is the step?
Australian postage stamp.
Yes.
Australia.
Can you read out?
Australia 1914. KGV, 1D block, extra frame, floors that I can buy for $1,950.
And apart from that?
There's a whole list of stuff to buy. Selling, so they want me to buy a stamp.
Sir, you are not going on the right page. I think you are on someone wrong page. Okay, you do one thing, again go to the Play Store. Go back to the Play Store.
Yes, brother.
Now, on the Play Store, again type over there Zoho Assist Customer.
Sorry, you broke up.
Zoho, type over there, Zoho customer.
Zoho customer.
Yeah, that for Z for Zebra, O for Orange, H for Henry, and again O for Orange.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, Zoho customer. Now, what do you see once you search for that?
I got a thing up here. So, square point of sale false.
Yes, can you see Zoho Assist customer, the green one, or the circle? There are two square and a circle on the middle on the top.
Yep.
Install it, sir. Can you see the install button there? Tap on install and wait. Once you click on install, just wait, okay? Did you press on install?
Yeah.
All right, now wait. Can you see it's loading? It's downloading on your phone, right, sir?
Yeah, and you know what it says on there?
Beg your pardon?
This app is used by a lot of scammers to scam people.
Yes, sir. Now you understand why those people were trying to access your details, right?
Well, why would I install that program?
Sir, because those people have already made a purchase with this program, so we are going to block it with your network. Your network and this program, both have been compromised, both have been merged with each other. So we need to, from your network, we need to delete this program, okay? So that your details and your personal information cannot be leaked out or misused by those people, whoever are getting involved in this, all right? Is it installing now?
No, it's not.
So not click on install. Click on install.
Why have I got to install?
Sir, because you are not able to, you want to block the transaction or you want to lose your money? Just tell me, yes or no.
Where's the money going to come from?
Money is coming up from your account. Since a long time, what did you understand? Why you are receiving this call? What do you think? Is this a sales call? We are trying to sell you something?
Well, I don't know, mate, because...
This is a security call. Somebody has ordered some online gift card while using your information. So we need to cancel up those gift cards. I'm asking you to open up the ACSC on the Google. You are finding some purchase thing. I'm asking you to check the IP address. You are not getting the IP address information over there. Right? What do you think? Do you think we are fool over here? We are sitting over here?
Well, it appears that way, mate.
Huh?
It appears that way.
No. What do you think? We are here to entertain you?
No, mate. I don't think so.
So you need to understand. This is a security call. Otherwise, a case will be filed under your name. All right? And if any illegal stuff done while using your funds, you will be the victim of those illegal activities. Okay?
What account are these funds going to come out of?
It's coming up from your debit card. What are you listening? Since a long time, I'm telling you the whole lot of things. Do you have a hearing problem? Are you deaf?
No.
Do you think we are here to waste the time?
Just hang on a minute,
huh? Don't be act to try over smart, okay? Otherwise, we will shoot you at your ass. You motherfucker. Hang up and never ever answer up the call, even anyone ring you up.
Yeah.
You still want to talk to us?
Not really, because I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know that, because you have some mental problem. You don't understand what we are trying to tell you.
There's no spending on my Visa card.
Sir, your network has been compromised. Your internet network, you motherfucker. Your internet network is compromised. That's the reason you are not getting any message or any email. And that's what we are trying to show you up. Exactly what is wrong behind you. But what we are trying to tell you are listening the opposite. You are doing the wrong things. You are not typing exactly what we are asking you to do. So how you will be getting the update about those transactions? Install that Joe application on your phone. Install it.
Install what?
Install the Joho application. Then hang up, you motherfucker. Hang up right now. Don't waste my time.
You're wasting my time, mate.
You are wasting my time, you motherfucker. Hang up right now.
Is that the only words you know?
Yeah, yeah. Hang up. I told you already. Hang up.
You hang up.
You hang up.
You rang me, mate. You rang me.
No, why you answer up the call? If we ring you up, don't answer the call again. If you receive any calls from today onwards, from now onwards, don't answer any single fucking calls.
All I want is someone that doesn't abuse me, mate, and swear at me.
Fuck off. Fuck off. You are the person.
Yeah. What about you, mate?
What happened to you now? Since a long time, I was trying to explain you each and everything. The whole lot of things, why you have been scammed, who is trying to cheat you up. But you think that we are here to, like, we are joking with you. We are kidding with you over here, right?
Yeah, that's right.
All right, so then fuck off. Suck off and go to sleep.
You go to sleep, man.
Fuck you, motherfucker. Hang up.